The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
There's no safe like Simply Safe.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. And this is The Bill Myers Show.
About quarter after eight, we appreciate you being here on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. And my email box just blew up yesterday, like I mentioned earlier. Folks from Josephine County and parts of Jackson County writing in about the second district mailer that ended up going out. This is, Senate district, the two candidates, Christine Goodwin and Noah Robinson, who is in studio with me this morning. And obviously a hit piece. And I never come on the show wanting to say, hey, I have to go after or call out people who I would like to have as my friends. And I think about the Republican caucus and people that are, you know, have many Republican values. We may disagree and agree on some things. I don't like having, you know, to do this, but you just have to, you have to be truthful. And it's been a tough, tough season in the primary world, right? You just want to do the right thing. And this piece is obviously a hit piece. And it came in, and so Noah calls me up yesterday. He says, hey, sure, come on in. We'll talk about it. And by the way, this came from, paid for by the friends of Vicky Pack. That's Vicky Breeze Iverson, I guess, and who is a state representative right now in the Republican caucus. Used to be a caucus leader, but I love this. It says, "What happens inside this compound?" And I start laughing about that. I'm looking at this at home, and I'm thinking, hey, listen, so Noah Robinson escaped from his compound, and he is in studio. Matthew, his brother, is over in the other side of it. And I got to tell you, I don't know, this may actually backfire, Noah, because when it comes right down to it, most Republicans that I know, I mean, I just have a house on the east side of Medford that, you know, I got noisy kids in the neighborhood running around me all the time. I have compound envy. I want this compound. I want this 60-acre compound or whatever it is. Most of us are going, hey, cool. I'd like that. But in all seriousness, though, let's just kind of go here. I'm glad you escaped the compound and they let you go and let you out of the, you know, probably cut your chains, I guess, and let you come
we
in.
Just went through the gate on our farm. I don't know what they're doing, but
well, you know, it's funny how, you know, what happens in this compound, and the insinuations are, it's, you know, in many ways this is laughable. It's serious as a heart attack, but it's laughable at the same time. I mean, what happened here? And
well,
why?
Well, this it is, I think, it is the worst hit piece I've seen on anywhere, even from the Democrat side. It's incredible. This obviously shows the desperation of the Goodwin campaign. They obviously are convinced they won't lose, they won't win, and I'm pretty sure that's accurate. And so they're doing this sort of thing. I mean, you could just start with this very little in this that even has a spark of truth to it.
Okay, well, let me just read this, though.
Okay.
It said, here it is in big letter. He was sued by the state of Oregon for not paying his taxes, $56,052.23. Holy moly, that's a pile of cash. So Noah Robinson, Why are you not paying your Oregon taxes?
Well, I was never sued by the Oregon for that. That's completely made up. The thing they show in this flyer is a lien. The Oregon Department of Revenue made a massive accounting error, and they filed a lien against me in the courthouse. As soon as I found out about it, I called them and said, what's going on here? And they said, oops, it's our mistake. Sorry, we'll fix it. They sent me a refund check because I had overpaid my taxes. And 3 weeks later, if they had looked, that in the Josephine County Courthouse is this, there is also a dismissal saying this was fixed. 3 weeks later. And they never contacted me to ask about it. They just put out a hit piece. I'm, you know, a little tired of already explaining to all my friends, hey, I did pay my taxes. I overpaid my taxes, because this sort of thing has an effect. This is an outright lie, and I was never sued.
Okay. All right. I understand that. At first I thought that a check was lost. So I guess that's the story I told.
No. They made a mistake in not attributing a check, and it was just a big accounting error.
Oh, okay. So you had sent them a check, and then the state of Oregon put it in the wrong account or something
Or didn't put it in the account.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
right.
It was their mistake. It had nothing to do. It was entirely their mistake. I had zero to do with it.
All right. So there we go, friends of Vicky Pack, ID number 2000 or 2... 122. that's well, obviously, though, maybe they're thinking, maybe the thought process is that Southern Oregon voters are really, really stupid. And maybe that's the assumption that's being made here.
That could be the assumption. I know it's not true myself.
Okay. All right.
Voters are actually quite smart, and I think they will. It, of course, this has an effect. They're wondering what on earth you have to. They have to know that this is dishonest. Okay. But I think it speaks for itself. I mean, that's really over the top.
Let's see. Art Robinson does not actually caucus with Republicans. Well, I think he joined the Independent Caucus. I remember when he did that. I talked to Senator Robinson, a couple of years ago, I think, about that. What's the story? They're trying to make you out to not be a real Republican. Apparently.
Yeah, well, he did join the Independent Caucus with Boquist because he was more conservative than the average Republican. His voting record is better than most Republicans, and Boquist is the same way. So they joined the Independent Caucus. At the same time, he was welcome at all the caucus meetings, attended numerous caucus meetings. I mean, I think we were present at most caucus meetings, Creason and Short Session. During the walkout, we were on the caucus calls constantly. We worked with the Republicans, worked with them on strategy. I mean, there was no downside to the Republicans from the fact that he had joined the Independent Caucus. Just he was in a more conservative caucus. So and you notice, if you look at this thing, they're pretending he's an independent. They very carefully covered up his party affiliation in the picture. I mean, just by happenstance, they covered it up so you couldn't see. And then there's all sorts of other stuff on here about how I'm not a Republican, he's not a Republican. Look at this. A vote for Robinson equals a vote for Democrat control in Salem.
Okay.
You can't make this up.
Well, you know, that I'm thinking they could have gotten away with this, the Friends of Vicky Pack or whatever it is. Whoever these people are, I think if the family itself wasn't so well known here in Southern Oregon, I think they could have probably gotten away with this. If you were someone that no one had ever heard about, yeah, I guess it would probably be crushing. I guess I'm disappointed though that the Republicans stooped to do this kind of thing. That is what has bothered me.
Well, that really bothers me. I agree with you that it's extremely disappointing. This is of course all paid for by lobby money. Because it's entirely her campaign is entirely funded by lobbyists, and this is directly from her. You realize that this is sent by the Friends of Vicky Breeze Iverson's PAC. Her husband is Brian Iverson, who is the campaign consultant for Goodwin. You can see her, and you can see him in the background of her TV commercials because he's working closely with her. So this is they're trying to hide it behind Vicky, but this is directly from the Goodwin campaign.
All right. Now, I will say, by the way. That if the Goodwin campaign wants to respond, I'm happy to bring anybody on. We'll talk about this too. But we'll see where this ends up going. But what I'm trying to find out is, you know, you were with Senator Robinson and now you wish to take his place because of Measure 113 and when you want to continue the Robinson tradition of what it is. How does the deal-making actually work here? Because this seems to be all about trying to preserve the deal-making situation in Salem that many voters, I don't think, really understand how it works there and why there is such an effort to keep people like you out, to keep people like, you know, Senator Robinson out, to keep people like the Linthicums out, to keep people like James Hebe out what is actually happening here?
Well, what happens is that the Republicans are compromising all the time. Now, they think this is a good strategy. It is a very poor strategy. As we can see, state just gets into further and further trouble. Mm. But they think that the solution to being in the minority is to try to get the Democrat bills to be not quite as bad and then agree to vote for them. And that's what happens. Now, obviously, you should work with the Democrats to try to get as much horrible stuff out of the bills as you can. But if the final product is not something you can stand, you don't agree to vote for something you don't agree with because it's part of a deal. And that's where we differ. So you should not vote for a bill that's unacceptable just because, hey, we made a deal and they made it not quite as unacceptable in order to get your vote.
And so would the Democrats not be willing to work with Republicans or you know, unless you actually vote for the bill? Is that kind of like the exchange? Like we want you to do the bipartisan thing?
Yeah, that's exactly it. But you know what this does? The Democrats want it because it gives them cover. because then, you know, everything's bipartisan. Next election, oh, yeah, we all voted together. And then pretty soon the Republicans don't dare talk about all this stuff because they voted for it, too. And so it's really a damper. See, my father, and I'll be the same way, has been not only a strong vote against anything inappropriate, but has also been very outspoken. You can see his speeches on the Senate floor. He'll speak about anything. There's just because he doesn't. He isn't constrained by any of this.
Well, let me put it this way. Money is the mother's milk of politics, right? And it's not everything, but it's not nothing either. And I've said this several times on my show, and I'm kind of like banging this. And so I'm kind of, you know, I sit there, the lobby, you know, the lobby. It's like, and yet everybody has the right to be able to petition and contribute to candidates in order to, you know, have their voice heard. So I understand that. Where has the caucus gone wrong, in your opinion? And I don't want to bash the caucus, but these battles that we're having right now, including this hit piece, it's really about the battle between what the caucus is wanting, what the lobby, and what the voters of Southern Oregon might be wanting. And they're not necessarily one and the same.
That's exactly right. Well, I would say that the first, they should not be involved in primaries. We have lobbyists that are supposed to be on our side. I mean, some of the lobbies contributing to Goodwin are not, but that's another story. But a lot of them are. They should stick to general election. Trying to get into these primary fights in order to, you know, try to make the caucus make up something they like better is very inappropriate. A lot of money that could have been spent to elect Republicans in the fall is being spent against me, and I'm having to spend money against them over a primary fight that and you know, my opponent has very little individual support. We, of course, are supported very strongly by individuals. That's where my funding comes. But no, I think they should stay out of the primaries.
Okay. Are the people that are making the deals right now, in your opinion, are they bought and paid for? I hate to use the term bought and paid for, but do you see evidence, though, that they go against what voters would actually want in order to get their funding?
I think that you talk to most of – I know all the Republicans, and they are – they have our values. They want to see those values succeed.
But you see, that's what I was wondering about.
Yes, right. But they're willing to compromise, and this is very disappointing. You see this a lot, and it varies with the whatever senator or representative you're talking about. But there is an influence from the lobby. They do look at who contributed to their campaign sometimes when they vote because they're pressured one way or another. And so it's just a bad situation, and it's just a bad mistake that the Republicans make. Now, you can accept money from a lobbyist if you want to, but then don't be influenced by them. I don't mind with meeting with lobbyists. That's great. But don't be influenced by them. You look at the bills entirely on their merit. You don't go looking to see which lobby support. Now, the lobby might point something out you missed. I mean, there's nothing wrong with talking to people, but it's just the deal-making that I really dislike.
Yeah, but yet politics is deal-making to a certain extent. So how do you actually end up benefit your community, though?
Well, not on principle. I mean, there are differences of opinion of how to approach things, and that you can respect that. But when you're voting against your principles as a part of a deal, I don't think that's appropriate.
Can you give me examples of how Republicans probably voted against their Republican principles?
Well, I think
maybe just something that sticks out to you.
So something that's just obvious comes to mind, that abuse of a corpse bill that's been talked about in the Courier. I mean, who was against strengthening the penalties against abusing corpses? And yet that had language in there that gave gave confidential information from the DOT to animal control workers. And this was inappropriate. It was against Republican principles. It should be against everybody's principles. So that sort of thing, it's a very good example, because we have a bill that looks great, and yet there are things in it you can't vote for. So what you do is you vote against it and say, fix, take this stuff out. It doesn't belong in the bill. Then we'll vote for it. That's the way legislation should be made. Remember, these are laws. These are laws everyone has to abide by and affect everybody. So we should not be passing them unless they are correct.
We're kind of having the same problem in Congress, aren't we, right now?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and I'll bring this up, and I looked how everybody is lined up last week for the anti-Semitism awareness bill, you know, that act.
Yes.
There, and practically all the Republicans ended up voting for this, and I can't help but think that it's and this is all about cutting off funding in higher education. Unless you're in line with the Jewish lobby's version of what anti-Semitism is, so to criticize Israel would be automatically considered anti-Semitism or anti-Semitic, as it were. And I'm thinking of some of these people that stood up and said, hey, listen, this is dangerous stuff. We shouldn't have anybody controlling our ability to yell at something. But nobody wants to be on the wrong side of that language, I guess, right?
That's right. So it becomes a question of political expediency rather than looking at exactly what you're doing at the time.
Yeah. And having speech codes. And so we can't.
Yeah, no, obviously. This is crazy. We should not have speech codes. I mean, I don't like what's going on in these universities right now, but this is not.
No, I don't either. Who does?
Yes. You know? But that's not a. But you don't do that by cutting off people's right to speak.
Yeah. All right. So I guess in essence, you're asking for more courage.
Yes. You need more courage. Yes.
Or more courage in the state legislature.
Yes. And I think we also need more courage in the campaigns. You know, getting back to this other subject, Goodwin canceled our main debate in Josephine County on a very flimsy excuse. I wish she had not done that. But I would tell her, if she's listening to this, she sent this stuff out, I will debate her on any radio program, television program, anywhere. I'd like to discuss this stuff in person with her and find out what she has to say to me personally. She comes on your show, that's great. I'd like to talk to her about it.
Okay, well, we'll put it out there. And if the campaign wants to respond to this or debate, you're welcome on KMED, KCMD.
Okay.
Both campaigns are welcome here. It's been an interesting time, interesting situation here. All right. So anyway, I was looking at it just kind of laughing, but it is something that I think some people may take seriously. So,
well, people wonder about these things. They see this and say, is that true? And then in the back of their mind is, I wonder, how did they get that letter? And this is not, you don't send this sort of thing out without checking. A phone call to me, I could have told them that's false. And of course, by saying I was sued, I mean that's not true.
Okay, all right. Now, Noah Robinson, it's a second district, Josephine County, of course, a district, a state Senate candidate, Noah Robinson. All right, Dan, you got a website there? Go ahead, fire on.
RobinsonForOregon.com.
All right, very good. Thank you, Noah. You're welcome back anytime, okay?
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
All right, 831. You're on KMED, KCMD, Conspiracy Theory Thursday. This is the Bill Meyer Show.
The People's Commissioner. Hi, this is Ron Smith, candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. So why do I say the People's Commissioner? Here's five good reasons. One, I've worked on the people's side of government over 20 years, defending our property rights, our liberties, and our freedoms from government overreach and intrusion. Two, because when you elect me, you'll get a man of integrity who will honestly listen and hear your concerns. I will never forget I work for and serve the people. Three, I'm a team player on the people's team. I'm not a politician. I'm just like you, believing in lower taxes, financial responsible, and transparent government. Four, I have no hidden agendas. I will openly work to see the people's will expressed through county government to be your voice inside government. Five, as a conservative, I am done letting politicians waste our tax dollars on nonsense while we're robbed by drifters, choked by smoke, and gouged by outrageous housing costs. Learn more at VoteRonSmith.com. Paid for by citizens to elect Ron Smith commissioner.
When the wind blows and storms roll through, do you get worried? Hi, this is Jeff with Quality Tree Service. If you answered yes, you may have a dangerous tree that could come down and cause property damage or worse. Call us and we'll inspect your trees and provide a no-obligation quote. If removal is necessary, we specialize in low impact. At Quality Tree Service, we love trees, but they shouldn't be keeping you up at night. We also offer senior and military discounts. Visit us at QualityTreeServiceMedford.com.
At Prestige Senior Living Arbor Place, they understand the emotions when a loved one is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease or dementia. If you're in that situation, we invite you to join Prestige for a free webinar on Tuesday, May 14th at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. The webinar will feature David Troxell, a noted dementia expert and author, who will be speaking on ways for families to navigate the challenges. To sign up for the free webinar, visit PrestigeMemoryCare.com. Again, that's PrestigeMemoryCare.com.
This is Bill Meyer. Appreciate you waking up mornings with me, 6 to 9 on KMED and KCMD. But I get it. Life can be busy. Sometimes you might miss a show or segment or what did that guest say again? And that's when you can catch up and stay current with my podcast. The last 3 months of shows are available for free download and sharing on KMED.com. Podcasts are sponsored by Clouser Drilling, and they're online at ClouserDrilling.com. And thanks to Clouser, you can drill into what really happened on The Bill Meyer Show on KMED.com.
Stormy weather.
We know this day would come.
A stormy day in a Manhattan courtroom.
Stormy Daniels, one of the real headline witnesses in the Trump trial.
What does she know that connects Donald Trump to a criminal conspiracy?
How she met Donald Trump, what happened that day.
Details of her allegations.
For what you need to know.
That's the fraud. That's what they're trying to get us on. The fact that we call it legal expense, a legal expense.
Stay with News Talk 106.3 KMED.
Welcome back to the Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMET, 99.3 KCMD.
It's 8:34. Jan writes me about 15226. And of course, I'm no solid no on 15224, 225, and 226 in Jackson County. And if I lived in Josephine County, I would certainly vote against 17-116. Very similar in different counties going at it from different angles, I guess. But Janet writes, Bill, after seeing so many negative comments referencing commissioner's pay, I was commenting to someone that I thought it would go yes. And that 226, the pay change for Jackson County commissioners would change. She said they are all tied together, and if one fails, they all fail. True. No, that's not true, Jan. If I recall correctly, I'm going to get this right. The one that would change to five county commissioners, if that one passed, or if it doesn't pass, then 15226 would be moot. Okay, so those two I think are tied together. That if the five commissioners doesn't pass, and it shouldn't pass in a properly thinking world. Okay, so I'm honest about my dog in the fight. Okay. Then even if 226 did pass, it would not matter because if you don't have the five commissioners, you could not have the pay change. The problem with 226 going after the pay cut is that you cannot. The courts ruled in Josephine County's case. There was actually a court case about this a number of years ago in which the voters tried to change the charter and cut their pay in the charter, and the court ended up coming out with the decision that this is a legislative action. In other words, the voters were acting like the state legislature in this, and this is not a legislative. You're not allowed to use the legislature or a vote of the people to change the salary, that it's an administrative job, that there are budget committees and various laws that affect that. It's not up to the vote of the people to just willy-nilly change pay, okay? And it wasn't permitted. And it would most likely be knocked down really hard in Jackson County if Jackson were to try to do what Josephine County tried to do. Okay? All right. But yeah, so we have the five commissioners and the pay. Those two are tied together. If the commissioners doesn't go, doesn't matter what the vote is on 226, the pay wouldn't change. Okay? All right. I hope you got that right. 770-563-3770-KMED to join in. And the reason I want you to join in is because we're going to do the Diner 62 quiz. The real American quiz is coming up. $20 gift certificate. Love to get you set up there. Great food at Diner 62. We'll tell you all about that. 770-563-3 after news. We'll have fun. It's a great question. Great question in rock and roll history. Doing it next.
The best technology should make the world more beautiful, life more rewarding, and pull people closer. And the very best tech does all this without harming the planet. Timber Tech Decking, the best performing, longest lasting, and most lifelike look of real wood. Because the best deck naturally comes from the best tech. Timber Tech, go against the grain. Hughes Lumber Timber Tech sale is going on now. Don't miss out.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The threat of severe weather persists today across the South and the Midwest. Two people died yesterday in Tennessee and one in North Carolina after violent storms pounded the region. President Biden is vowing to withhold certain American weapons from Israel should the Jewish state go into Rafah to finish off Hamas. Republican Congressman Mike Johnson will be staying on as Speaker of the House. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's attempt to oust Johnson has gone down to defeat. House Republicans have passed a bill to add a citizenship question to the census in 2030. Not a single Democrat voted to support that bill. and former California Congressman Pete McCloskey ran as a Republican, challenging President Nixon in 1972, has died at the age of 96. Wall Street, the Dow up 191 points. More details at srnnews.com.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Jasper's Cafe, voted Medford's best burgers for 14 years running. Jasper's has been a local tradition for over 40 years. Come in and see for yourself why we've been recognized nationally for our amazing burgers featuring outrageous toppings and a delicious range of meats from local grass-fed beef to elk to bison and more. We're just 1 mile up North Pacific Highway from the mall, or check out our menu at jasperscafe.com. Jasper's, burgers with attitude.
I'm Claudette Moore, former Medford City Councilperson.
My name's Terry Baker, and I'm the mayor of Phoenix.
I'm Dave Wright with CPM Real Estate Services, and I support Randy Sparacino.
I'm supporting Randy Sparacino.
I support Randy Sparacino for Jackson County Commissioner. I've known Randy Sparacino for several years. He was chief of police in Medford, now he's mayor of Medford, and he's doing a fantastic job running that city, keeping it safe, and helping as many people as he can.
Vote Randy Sparacino for Jackson County Commissioner. Paid for by Sparacino for Oregon, ID 20676.
Hey, Cody, we should start doing inspections on people's vehicles when they get an oil change, so they know if they need anything else.
We already do that.
Let's vacuum the floorboards then.
We already do that too, boss.
We'll throw in a nice air freshener.
Yeah, that too.
So you're saying we do a free inspection, vacuum the floorboards, and throw in a free air freshener every time somebody gets their oil changed?
Yeah, boss. Every car, every time.
Well then, Cody, just keep up the good work.
Visit American Renter Garage on Biddle Road, right across from Elmer's.
American Renter Garage, we are United Through Service.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. This is the Bill Myers Show.
The Diner 62 quiz.
We'll shake it up, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
And it's about rock and roll history. Twisted and shouting and all through it, by the way. And, by the way, before we get to the question here, and yeah, it does involve the Beatles. We'll talk about that here in just a minute. But remember, tomorrow is Clam Chowder Friday at Diner 62. Come on, have a bowl or grab some to go. Pretty good stuff there. And remember, crispy chicken sandwiches added back onto the menu. By the way, they are delicious. And this special, two specials, especially on the weekend, you're going to love. Two pork chops and eggs, or 8-ounce New York steak and eggs on special right now on the weekends. By the way, it's not just 8-ounce New York steak. It's a really good steak, okay? You got to just check this out. Open for indoor dining or call ahead for the takeout. Great taco salads, too. Diner 62. Let me go to Jack. Hey, Jack, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Bill. You?
Doing great. Hey, Jack, this has to do... Let me shut the Beatles down. There we go. Because I have to be able to either give you the ding or give you the hook, depending on how you'd go with this question, okay? The Beatles had this unprecedented reign on the U.S. pop charts. And it was today in history, May 9th of 1964, that it ended, that finally somebody kicked them out of just ruling the pop world, okay? So first they had the ascension of I Want to Hold Your Hand. That went to number one in early February. The Beatles held the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100 for 3.5 solid months, longer than any artist before or since. Now, over the course of those months, the Fab Four earned three consecutive number one singles. That was a record. A record held all five spots in the top five in early April, also a record, and had a total of 14 songs in the Billboard Hot 100 in mid-April, yet another record. So what artist or group ended up kicking the Beatles out of this number one position? Okay. Was it A, Dean Martin? Was it Dino? Was it B, Diana Ross and the Supremes? Was it C, Louis Armstrong? Was it D, the Beach Boys? Or was it E, Manfred Mann? It's one of those five. What do you think there?
Well, let's see. Let's try the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys. I would have thought that. Yeah. Not this time. I'm sorry, Jack. Let me go to Jerry. Jerry's going to take a stab at this. No Beach Boys here. But
Beach Boys?
Yeah, who all of a sudden made the Beatles just go, hey, we're sending you back to England?
was right after Diana Ross? I missed that one.
Right after Diana Ross. Okay, I'll just give you the whole thing. We have Dean Martin, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Louis Armstrong, or Mad Friend Man. What do you say?
Oh, I'm going to go with Diana.
You're going to go with Diana Ross and the Supremes as a good one, too. Unfortunately, no. No. No! Right? Let me go to V. Hey, V, how you doing this morning?
Oh, good, Bill. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, great. Let's have some fun with this one. It's one of three at this point. Dean Martin, Louis Armstrong, or Manfred Mann. I think it was Doo-Wah Diddy out at about that time. One of those three.
I'll say Manfred Mann and the Earth Band there.
Manfred Mann, no! I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pull you in that direction. Let me go to Joel. Joel, how you doing here? Hello, Joel. Joel going once? Joel going twice? No, I guess I'm going to go to line one then. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
This is Jim up in Grants Pass.
Hey, Jim up in Grants Pass. We got Louis.
I can tell you, it was Dean Martin. Everybody loves somebody, and it was like July of 1964.
Oh, I'm very sorry. No, it wasn't Dino. No, that was a great guess though, because of you understand some of the hits that were going on back at that time. Let me go to line three and see if we can get a winner. Hi, who's this? Go ahead. Okay, let me go to line two because it's not picking up. All right. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Hello?
Bill, it's Brad.
Brad, you want to give a shot?
Am I down to one choice? If it's one choice, I can probably win.
Yeah, your one choice is Louis Armstrong or Louis Armstrong.
I'm guessing Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, you're right.
You're a winner!
And you're going to Diner 62.
Yeehaw!
Now, the thing is, though, don't you feel embarrassed, though, just to win this? Not because you knew it, but because you were the last man standing.
Well, you know, I'm embarrassed, but not embarrassed enough to not take advantage of it, Bill.
There we go. See, that's the proper answer on the Diner 62 quiz. Now, here's the backstory of it, and I love the backstories always. Just when it seemed that no homegrown act would ever stand up to the Beatles, one of the least likely American stars proved himself equal. It was May 9th, 1964. Louis Armstrong, at the age of 63, broke the Beatles' stranglehold. You know what the number one hit Louis Armstrong had was? You know which one? Can you think of one?
Wonderful World.
That's what I was thinking at first. No, it's Hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly.
That, no way.
That beat the Beatles. That beat the Beatles at that time.
Holy mackerel.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And Armstrong, of course, bears more responsibility for shaping the course of 20th century American music than even Elvis and Frank Sinatra combined. Louis Armstrong became one of jazz music's first individual superstars, young trumpet player in the 1920s. But more than that, he revolutionized jazz by turning it into improvisational art. You know, that's kind of what he was doing.
Wow.
Yeah, so pretty cool stuff. So there we go. And you're going to Diner 62. All right, hang on, my friend. It's great stuff, all right? Brad wins it, so it means you could win the next one, which we're going to have tomorrow. Diner 62 Real American Quiz on 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD.
We have some real issues here in Southern Oregon, and when it comes to the state senator to represent us, there is only one clear choice, Christine Goodwin. Christine is a strong, vibrant, get-her-done conservative who won't leave Southern Oregon behind against those far-left Portland politicians. Matter of fact, as representative, she has the number one conservative voting record of all time by nationally recognized CPAC in the legislature among senators, representatives, and congressmen serving over 2 years. Christine helped recriminalize hard drugs, strengthen and laws for our police, and even work to help Texas in trying to close the southern border. Hey, Republicans, make sure you vote Christine Goodwin for state senate in the primary. She's a winner, and let's back a winner. This former high school teacher, small business owner, commissioner, and school board chair knows how to get it done on all levels. Sending her to Salem to battle those urban politicians is the best thing we can do. Vote Christine Goodwin for state senate. Paid for by Goodwin for Oregon, PAC ID 21708.
Rise and shine with another ultimate breakfast experience from Artisan Bakery Cafe. You'll be wowed once again with their fresh baked croissant sandwiches. Fresh baked flaky croissants layered with your choice of ham and cheese, turkey pesto, bacon and egg, or sausage and egg. A breakfast sensation sure to give your day a jump start. Wait, there's more. Fresh baked bagel sandwiches toasted with cream cheese, bacon, egg, and cheddar. Order online at DoorDash or visit 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer.
Hey, Cody, we should start doing inspections on people's vehicles when they get an oil change so they know if they need anything else.
We already do that.
Let's vacuum the floorboards then.
We already do that too, boss.
We'll throw in a nice air freshener.
Yeah, that too.
So you're saying we do a free inspection, vacuum the floorboards, and throw in a free air freshener every time somebody gets their oil changed?
Yeah, boss. Every car, every time.
Well then, Cody, just keep up the good work.
Visit American Rentier Garage on Biddle Road, right across from Elmer's.
American Rentier Garage, we are United Through Service.
Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center, and here's the deal people keep asking about. When will we have more F-150s, the payment of only $445 a month? The answer is right now. Lease a 2024 Ford F-150 Crew Cab for only $445 a month. Work, tow, play, haul in a new Ford F-150 for only $445 a month at Butler Ford. Nobody knows how to make a lease deal work on a Ford truck like Butler Ford. That's why businesses and individuals have been coming to us for years when they want a new truck at a low payment, like $445 a month on a Ford F-150 Crew Cab. Whew! I'm running out of time in this ad, but call and ask about the low lease payments we're having on our new Ford Escapes. Remember, Butler says yes to bigger discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. And Butler says yes to $445 a month on a Ford F-150. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, hybrid, and electric vehicle.
36 monthly lease payments at 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade due at signing, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dock fee on vehicle cap cost of $42,884. On approved finance through Ford Credit. Offer expires 6/3/24.
Jackson County, your vote counts. This May 21st primary election includes Democratic and Republican nomination of candidates, along with any nonpartisan candidates and measures. Democratic and Republican parties will use this election to nominate their candidates for the general election this November. Please remember that your ballot will only contain the candidates and measures for which you are eligible to vote. Ballots must be postmarked or deposited at an official ballot drop box no later than 8 p.m. on May 21st. No postage is required to mail your ballot. Track your ballot as it leaves your hand when you mail or deposit by visiting OregonVotes.gov/myvote. That's OregonVotes.gov/myvote.
Hello, I'm Chris Walker, your Jackson County Clerk. For more information, visit jacksoncountyor.gov/elections.
Your county clerk's office, making sure your vote counts.
Hi, I'm Lamont from Orleans, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
851, appreciate you being here on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers, one of my oldest, most trusted sponsors. Anytime I'm looking for the selling or buying, or if you're looking for the buying or selling, and you want to get some more of that just in case, you know, the central banks are still buying gold hand over fist. At the same time, everybody is saying, oh, don't buy gold. It's a barbarous relic. No, it's only hold its value for, you know, 6,000 years or something like that. The central banks know what they're doing. They're to try to get some assets on their books. There could be all sorts of reasons about that. But where do you get it here locally? Just go to Jay Austin, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. 6th and G, location that is usually manned on Mondays or by appointment. Call 482-3715. Tuesday through Friday at the Ashland location. Great people. Just walk in there, okay? And the whole point is that they can help you with buying and selling of precious metals in any of these sort of quantities. And if you have precious banknotes, they would love to talk with you about that. Gold, diamonds, platinum, it's all in there, okay? And it's good to, well, truly have a diverse portfolio. Yeah, you want your bonds, you want your stocks, you want your other things, and then you want the other stuff, which is the just in case if things go nutty. Not that things could ever go nutty in the United States of America. It's never gone nutty before, right? Even though you could swear your neighbors are probably going crazy. Jay Austin and Company. Jay Austin County. Jay Austin. JAustin.com. JAustinBrokers.com. That's it. Also GrantsPassCoins.com and FortuneReserve.com. Okay? Just go visit them today. You'll find them as good people. Let's do some emails of the day. Emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. You know, they have an in-house lab, and they work it really well. It's like sometimes you can have a crown done and finished within maybe about a half hour. You know, they take your tooth and they kind of ground the little type. They put that little top hat. I forget what they call that, the actual technical side of it. But the great part about it is that they then will take a picture of that, and they go back to their lab, and they'll get that made for you right in-house, some often within about a half hour. It could be while you wait. Man, no more of this having to wait, 6 weeks for the out-of-town lab, right? You'll enjoy that. It's right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant, and that is in the Freeman Plaza in Central Point, okay? And, boy, where do I start? The email boxes have just been blowing up. There's the Noah thing, and gosh, let's see if I can... this one made me laugh. Ken writes me from Grants Pass, I think, and says, "Hey, Bill, at least the Friends of Christine or Friends of Vicky proved that Noah Robinson lives in his district. That's enough for me. Have a great day." Oh, that made me laugh, Ken. It's true. They put a location on where the compound is. Pretty funny, all right? Randy in Ashland says, "Bill, we live on a spinning top. However, legacy media spins the news faster than a pulsar. Marjorie Taylor Greene invoked a vote to vacate the speakership. 163 Democrats voted to keep Johnson as speaker. The media attributes the vote to Johnson doing a great job. The truth is, Johnson is Pelosi light. Admittedly, he has next to no majority. However, he has given the Democrats everything they want while doing next to nothing for conservatives." You know, Randy, I would comment on that. There's next to nothing for conservatives because I don't believe most of the congressmen, Congress critters who are calling themselves Republicans really are conservatives. I really don't think there's... And maybe this, we as conservatives kid ourselves sometime. We're thinking, well, Republicans are conservatives. You know, the Republicans are often not necessarily a conservative individual or a conservative party. We're trying to lead them more in that direction, so they go that way. Anyway, Randy continues, "If Johnson was holding the conservative line, Democrats would have been only too happy to send him packing. Since Johnson has been Democrats' best friend, they want him to remain speaker. Dems are like dogs. They hunt in the pack. Republicans are like cats, each one going their own way." There's a certain point there. "Dems are unified. Republicans are fractured into special interest groups. No wonder Repub's not getting anything done for conservatives because they're too busy arguing amongst themselves. Democrats push the agenda in near lockstep." Boy, could we really be in near lockstep? I don't know. We are individuals here, Randy, but I appreciate your writing. The email, Bill, at BillMyersShow.com. Nancy and John write me, "Bill, we thought you would like to see the attached hit piece from the Robinsons from Friends of Vicky Pack that came in the mail today. Most likely a good example of the big money at work to influence the primary. We lived in the Illinois Valley and worked both at Rough and Ready in the late 70s to 2008. The Krause and the Robinson families were good friends. We gained great respect for the Robinsons through that association. We believe the Robinsons are honest and high-principled citizens. Thanks for that info on Orstar. Looking forward to your class on how to use it. And thanks for all you do to keep Southern Oregon well-informed. You're worth your weight in gold." That's very kind. If I could get my weight in gold, I would be very rich. But thank you, okay? Let me see. Matt writes me this morning, "Bill, I have started to think that the judge in the Trump Stormy Daniels extortion case is getting nervous. He hates Trump. I'm sure he's getting tremendous pressure from his damn demons to make sure he puts Trump behind bars. But in the end, it will be the left. He will be the one left holding the bag, rather, if he isn't successful. And if Trump becomes president, his fellow demons will walk away and leave him hanging, as they always do. I picture this transitioning image of the judge sitting behind a judge's bench that is high above the accused and the accused legal's team. But day by day, witness by witness, the bench is lowered and Trump goes from being an old conniving business tycoon to a raging orange Godzilla-like monster in the judge's eyes. And this judge may be wondering what his life looks like if Trump wins the presidency." Appreciate the email. Always happy to have you on there, Matt. 8:57. I don't have a lot of time left. I don't know who these people are online, but maybe we'll have someone that'll add an interesting thought to wrap. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hey, Selma Dave here.
Hey, Selma Dave. I got about a minute. Can you make a good point on Conspiracy Theory Thursday?
Yeah, I need about the whole minute, though. Kenneth Rogoff, a Harvard-trained economist and a chess master, wrote a book called This Time It's Different. And what countries all say in the past 800 years, every country that's gone over 100% debt to GDP ratio has failed. And they always say, oh, this time it's different. That won't matter what happened before. So this is republic ending debt he's talking about, $300 trillion of worldwide debt. The rule of large numbers is going to catch up. And when hyperinflation takes off, you never see it coming. It comes on all of a sudden. And the four troubling numbers that he said that he's concerned about, is our deficit is 6% of our GDP. Our debt to GDP ratio is 132%, whereas when Greece was in trouble, it was 120. The real GDP, without all the government spending, is negative 6%, and we're adding $1 trillion every 90 days.
Yeah, and that's also explaining, this goes a long way, Selma, Dave, to explain why nothing really reforms in Congress right now when they get together for their votes, because too much of this is kind of baked in the cake, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, it sure is. And Hemingway had a famous quote. They
yep.
said, How did you go bankrupt? He said, I went bankrupt two ways, slowly and then all of a sudden.
Okay, well, while it is going slowly bankrupt, we keep preparing. How about that, Dave? All right?
Yeah, we're ready for all of a sudden.
Okay, yeah, let's see if we can avoid all of a sudden for a long time, I hope. And gosh, I hope we can figure our way out of it, but it is the human condition. Thank you very much, Dave. Great way to wrap up Conspiracy Theory Thursday. The email, Bill, at BillMyersShow.com. Find your phone Friday. A lot of good stuff. We'll get into the weekend and great conversation coming up. Okay? See ya.
This is Bicoastal Media's KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point, Medford, and KCMD Grants Pass.
It's 9 o'clock at KMED.